Living Emunah, number 11, Hashem guards your life. The Zohar teaches that each person should spend his life strengthening his relationship with Hashem. The closer a person is to Hashem, the more assistance he will receive from him. Success in life comes from Hashem, and therefore we should not be wasting our time looking elsewhere. The more we look for Hashem in our lives, and the more we connect with him, the more tranquil our lives will be. As the Pasuk states in Tehillim, Meshmua ra'a lo yira nachon libo betuach by Hashem. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is firm in trust in Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos explains this verse to mean that if a person firmly and confidently trusts in Hashem with all his heart, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. Another pasuk teaches, Hashem yishmocha makora yishmot nefshecha. Hashem shall protect you from all harm. He shall protect your soul. Hashem is our guardian, who has the ability to protect us under all circumstances. Human guards are limited in their ability to protect. They cannot protect against illness or death. But Hashem is the ultimate guardian, who can protect us from everything and anything that threatens us. I heard a remarkable story about Hashem's protection from Rav Shlomo Fachi, who is involved in outreach in England. A teenage boy knocked on his door and said, "Rabbi, I know that Hashem loves me, but right now I'm facing a difficult situation, and I was wondering if you could help me." Rabbi Fachi asked the boy, "How do you know that Hashem loves you?" "There's no question about that at all," he said. He proceeded to tell him that during the summer of 2005, he would travel by train to choir practice in London every Thursday morning. It was a long trip from his house, and he needed to be there at 9 a.m. One morning, as the train was just a couple of short stops away from his destination, he looked at his watch and he saw it was 8:30. There was a coffee shop across the street and he figured he had plenty of time to get off, get himself a cup of coffee and relax for a few minutes before getting back on the train and going to practice. Shortly after he exited the train, he heard a deafening explosion. He turned and saw that the train had blown up. With tears running down his face, he watched the mayhem that ensued, with sirens blaring and fire engines and ambulances rushing to the scene. He tried calling home to inform his family that he was all right, but the cell phone network had crashed. The boy started walking home, and 2 hours later, he walked through the door. He found his parents crying and sobbing. As soon as they saw him, they rejoiced. "You're alive," they explained. "We can't believe it. You're on that train." They told him that there was a synchronized terror track on the London transit system and multiple explosions took place at 8:50 a.m. "No," the boy said, "it didn't happen at 8:50. It happened at 8:30. "No," his parents replied. "All the news stations reported that the attack took place at 8:50. The boy looked at his watch and his mouth dropped. It still read 8:30. Hashem had made his watch stop so he would think he had enough time to go and get a cup of coffee. And this is how his life was saved. "Do you have a picture of that watch?" the rabbi asked. "Rabbi," the boy said, "if you want, I'll give you the watch to keep." He ran home and brought back the watch. The rabbi looked at it and saw it had stopped at 8:30. "If I ever experience any doubts in my emunah at any point for the rest of my life," the rabbi said, "I'll look at this watch and remind myself that Hashem is controlling the world."